Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. When food shopping, we patronize markets that stock our favorite fare. The same is true of wildlife. They visit the yards that have their preferred foods. Encourage wildlife to frequent your yard by creating a wildscape.
Wildscaping is creating your landscape in a way that's going to be friendly to wildlife.
Mark Klim oversees the wildscaping program at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says a surefire way to make your landscape friendlier to wildlife is to cultivate vegetation that provides food, such as berries and bean pods.
Yaupon is an excellent example that can be used just about across the state. Mesquite is a good small mammal plant. American beautyberry and berry right now is wonderful. And just the other day, I saw mockingbirds using our beautyberry down here in the wildscape out front of the office.
Now, some plants pull double duty, offering nectar early in the season and berries or bean pods later in the season.
When you start getting into nectar plants, your yellow bells are one that people often forget about, and they're a wonderful nectar plant. Your salvias, your coral honeysuckle, which will then produce a berry, your lantana that later produces a berry. For butterflies, your milkweed that once it's pollinated produces a bean. Fantastic plants, and they work for a wide variety of wildlife.
Listen to the show next week for more wildscaping tips. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.